race on this Thursday. Mark Hunter's best bet at Moi today is in race 7. It's horse number 2 and it's Breaker of Chains. Mick Kent Jr. and Mick Price have a couple of chances there today at Moi, and Mick Kent Jr. joins us now here on the Form Express. Good morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Mate, From the Stars gets an inside gate, this filly by Sue Star in the first race. What can you tell us?
She's come back bigger and stronger filly from last time in. She trialled okay at Cranbourne, and then she had a jump out at Caulfield last week, and she won the jump out. She went good. She's generally a filly that sort of runs on speed. So barrier one, I'd say she'd be the first three there. Not a bad race. Obviously heavily spooked horse at David Hayes' camp. And I think Robbie Griffiths' horse will be very hard to beat. It ran very well on debut. So just want to see her run well today without being overly confident.
Can Rock Tycoon in race number 5 make it 3 on the trot?
Yeah, he can. A lot of the favourite runners have been scratched, so obviously he's come in to a short quote now. He's a horse who likes to go forward, and I reckon if he's just sitting sort of 1-2 up down the pace, he's a very, very consistent horse. We've given him the time between runs because he's not a robust animal. So after a long trip down to Cassidy, and he's had an easy time of it, but he's very fit, he's well, and he's a good galloper. So I think he's our best chance today, and hopefully he gets the chocolates for a third time in a row.
What's your best chance for the rest of the week, Mick?
Tavistan on Saturday at Mooney Valley, going very well. It's a race where there's a lot less tempo than last start, so we should be able to control it to some degree, and he's flying, so fingers crossed he can win.
Thanks for your time, Mick.
No worries at all.
There's Mick Kent Jr., and of course he trains in partnership with Mick Price. They're racing in Hawkesbury today. It's a big day there. The Rolly Mile will be the feature, and Shane Montgomery's had a close look at that meeting for us here on the Form Express on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Do you like the card today?
I do. It's always, as you said, the Rolling Mile goes always a big day. They get a good crowd. It's always well supported by all the leading stables, and today's no exception.
Okay, where do we start with your specials?
Thought race 2, number 3, Acumen, was the best of the day. It was making his debut at Bendigo over this distance last start. The effort was most acceptable, and that was in a race that's produced solid subsequent form. He's trialled at Randwick since, Gareth, and he should make natural improvement today.
Okay, where do we go after that?
Thought race 4, number 2, Fast Train's been given a 4-week freshen up since he found 2,000 to be just a shade too fast last start at Kembla. He can regain his best form over this distance, which he's only attempted once, and he did win on the day. So I thought race 4, number 2, Fast Train was the next best.
And do you have another special for us?
Not a special, but one that I thought was well over the odds was race 5, number 9, Skikonic. It's resuming after 2 home track Randwick trials. Had far too much to do at his only start so far, and a race has also produced subsequent strong form. Can return to be placed at this level. So I thought he was one at a bit of odds.
Can I please have your quaddie as well, Shane?
You certainly can, sir. In the first leg, in saddlecloth order 8, 9, 12 and 14. The second leg 4, 7, 9, 11. The third leg 1, 4, 7 and 9. And in the last leg 2, 3, 4 and 8.
Beautiful, mate. Your best once again
is race 2, number 3, Acumen.
Thanks for that. Appreciate your time, Shane. Good punting there today. Brad Whittip will send around the odds-on favourite in the first race there at Hawkesbury today in Darling Point. And Brad joins us now. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Geez, Darling Point looks very hard to beat with the J. McDonald in the saddle.
Yeah, I like to think so, mate. She sort of had her in yesterday and she drew awkward at Canterbury, so I elected to wait for today. And she seems to be going the right way.
Yep, she's pretty smart. What about Bigger Than Thorn in race number 2?
Yeah, he's had trialing last time in, and he was still a bit backward. I put him out, and he's had 2 nice trials this time through. I think he's still got a little bit to go. He's still a bit of a dumb bugger, but he's getting there. And I think race experience will bring him on. We've probably found a solid enough, even though there's a few scratchings now, I think it's still a pretty strong little maiden. So he'll have to sort of pull out his best to, be winning. But I think it's a good race to kick him off in anyway.
So watch him today, maybe follow him after today.
Oh, for sure. Look, yeah. You know, he improved from his first trial and then his second. Hopefully he can do that again today. You just, you know, you never know. You sort of put him under a bit of race day pressure. So, look, he's a colt that I think is going to be probably better next time in, but I want to get a bit of racing into him this time through.
Keep up that good work, Brad. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Gareth. Thanks, mate.
There's Brad Widdop there, looking at his runners at Hawkesbury, especially Darling Point. He looks very smart in that opening race there at Hawkesbury today. Chris Nelson's now ready for us in Queensland to have a look at Bow Desert today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Where do we start with your specials on this card at Bow Desert today?
Race 3, horse number 1, Metrical, a veteran of only 2 starts, but they've both been good efforts in stronger races. Was beaten just under 6 lengths behind a horse that I like of the Edmonds team in Heritage Sash on debut. Then went around second time, was beaten only 3.5 behind I'm Cape in a Sunny Coast Maiden. Sat wide all the way on that occasion. Awkward gate, but if it gets across as it should be able to, I think it'll be hard to beat. Race 3, number 1.
Okay, then where do we go?
We go to race 5, horse number 3, Court Rules. Should roll forward here from a good gate. Comes through some good form lines. Last start, 3rd at Doomben behind the tax account, was in that highway race. They went like the clappers up front. This one did the chasing, stuck on really well. Gate number 3 should get the money. Race 5, number 3.
Okay, and the third of your specials?
Race 7, horse number 1, Hannah's Song. Model of consistency, all prep. Another one that'll be on the speed, which is vital here at Bow Desert. Last start, 5th at the Gold Coast. Might have, as I said, run 5th. It was only beaten a length in the previous runs. Resulted in placings also. I think she can race up on the speed and win. Race 7, number 1.
Your best, mate?
My best would be Court Rules, race 5, number 3.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Chris Nelson looking at Bow Desert today. This man is in red-hot form. He's training plenty of winners. His name is David Harrison from the West, and he has some nice chances at Pinjarra Park there today. Good morning to you, David.
G'day, Nackers. How you going?
Good, thanks, Harry. How you been? Did you enjoy Broome?
Yeah, you got it, don't you?
Yeah. One of the great joints, Broome. What about today? Can you help us back at winner in the West? Power of St. George is making its debut, but it's nice and short in the market.
Yeah, I think he's from that barrier. I think if he jumps cleanly, then he's got to be the one to beat for sure.
You've had some pretty impressive two-year-olds in the latter part of last season and some nice early three-year-olds. How do you rate this horse?
I think he's up there with him. He's going to make the grade for sure.
So he should be winning there today. He's around 2.3. Under the Arches, is it $21 in race number 3? What are you thinking there?
I think she's under.
Okay. So she's no chance. We'll move on to Blue Sandgroper in race number 6 at $6.240 and an each-way price at the moment.
Yeah, he won well like that. It was a really tough effort. I think he's sort of 3 deep all the way and toughed it out, so... Yeah, I hope he takes the next step up. He's worth a little bit each way, and probably Megadon in the last. He's a pretty good price. Megadon, I think he's worth something too. He got home late last start. You want a bit sticky, but yeah, he should be there about.
Okay, so we back Power of St. George, and the money that we make on him, we have something each way on Blue Sandgroper and something each way on Megadon.
I reckon, yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
All right then, if that. That comes off, Harold. We'll buy you a beer. Thank you very much.
All the best.
There's David Harrison. He is a star. Very good trainer over there in the West. Time for a quick break. This is the Form Express. It's 11:16. You're with Gareth Hall here on RSN Central. When we return, we'll have a look at the meetings at Cobram and Ballarat in the Trots, and also some dogs action at Sandown tonight with the one and the only Mickey Floyd.
It's the Royal Event of the Year, the 2019 TAB Breeders' Crown, the Race to Royalty, with the best young horses from Australia and New Zealand. And this Saturday night, August 24, is the climax. 8 Group 1 events at Tabcorp Park Melton in the $1.5 million Breeders' Crown Grand Finals. How good's this? Entry is free. So get trackside for the first-class entertainment and a royal after-party with the Queen. Well, a tribute to the band, at least. Details at thetrots.com.au.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? The game show for punters that makes a fun sound when you say yes. Ready, Eric?
Yes.
You did it! This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Randwick and Moonee Valley, Tab will give you a bonus bet back up to $50. Sound good?
Yes.
You did it again! Races 1-3 at Randwick and Moonee Valley. Who are you backing? Tab.
Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNCs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1800 858 858.
It's important to tell our loved ones how much they mean to us. So don't wait till tomorrow. Hashtag say it now. Just like Jane Holmes.
And in my case, it's the support over the last 15 years or so of one person who's always been there by my side, helping me get through. Never asking too much, always saying, how can I help? And that is my partner, Peter Ackfield.
Say it now, say how you really feel and what's there in your heart right now. Fight back fear.
Hashtag Say It Now Week on now till Sunday. To watch the full video, visit tobinbrothers.com.au. Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
For the big game this weekend, here's where to meet up. The Mail Exchange Hotel. 5 minutes walk from Marvel Stadium. Ales, wine, superb food and tap terminals. The Mail Exchange Hotel. It's where the footy fans meet up. Corner of Burke and Spencer Streets, City. Opposite the steps at Southern Cross Station.
RSN Central is brought to you by the TAB app. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second in races 1 to 3 at today's Greyhound meet at Sandown Park. Gamble responsibly.
RSN Central with Gareth Hall.
It's 11:18 and we're halfway through the Form Express this morning. They're racing at Cobram in the trots today. Craig Rales had a look at that meeting. Good morning to you, Craig.
Yes, good morning to you, Gareth. Good morning, all. It's always a difficult meeting, I believe, at Cobram because you get the New South Wales horses crossing the border. Gives you a bit more value if you were having a bet there at Cobram this afternoon. My best is race 3, number 7, Quick Andover, was a runner-up in a much stronger race at its latest run. If you have a look at the front line, there's not much speed there. Aim for the Moon does come out of the gate quickly, but usually takes cover, particularly over 2,170 metres. So I think Quick Andover will just keep going forward from the outside of the front line and find the lead. He can fire up a little bit, but with the drop back in class, he looks the bet of the day. Race 3, number 7, Quick Andover. My best value, race 5, number 7, Monjana. I like the way this horse is trialling. It's been booming around Shepparton. Last trial last week ran third behind Black Prince, and of course Black Prince is a very smart New South Wales trained pacer. And he led and he was run down, but Rebecca Bartley was pretty kind to Monjana in the latter stages. And the last half was a blistering 54.6 seconds, so you'd think he'll go well first up. And I thought race 6, number 1, Kissing Game, will go well. Ran fifth in the heat of this heat and final series, but was midfield and three wide without cover for the last 600 or 700 metres. Today's got the ready-made leader, Roslyn Gay, drawn on its outside. Roslyn Gay will slide to the front, and Kissing Game will get every chance by the sprint lane. So good value bet, race 6, number 1. And my best roughie is race 7, number 8, I'd Have Thought So. Now, this horse is first up from a long break, but it's got a good trailing draw behind Choose Reactor. And at the trials at Wangaratta, it went 158.6. That's a great run around Wangaratta. So obviously she's ready for a first-up tilt, race 7, number 8. I thought so. Quaddies today, starting race 5, of course, first leg. I went 4, some change, and 7, Monjana, into 1, 2, and 8. The leader behind, leader scenario, Kissing Game, Roslyn Gay. And the other heat winner of that series was De Loncombe, number 8. In race 7, the third leg, I've gone 4, 9, 12, and 13. Midnight Queen drops in grade from the Breeders' Crown, my Anna Rani. Tidal Surge and Prosecco Boy, who I think is the class run of the field, but badly drawn. And in the last leg, I've gone 4, 9 and 10. Lena Zart, good go-forward horse. Probably end up in the breeze here because Black and Tan's drawn 2. Ball Terror, I think, drops in grade a little than Yahya's Hot Heart. So 4, 9, 10 and that last leg, $36 gets 50%. And the play of the day, I went for race 6. I'm going for that leader behind leader scenario with Kissing Game and Roslyn Gay. So 1 and 2 to win, 1, 2, 8 for second, 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 for third. $20 gets 100%. That's a look at Cobram. Looking forward to the meeting. Gareth, looks to be a good competitive affair. The first at 102.
Thank you, Craig. Good punting there today. They're racing at Ballarat tonight in the trots. Blake Redden joins us. Good morning to you, Blake.
Morning, Gareth. 7 races, so the quaddies will intersect early and late, but good card overall.
Okay, where do we start with your specials?
Couple of specials. Race 4, number 2, Kathy's Son. I like this horse. Tonight, drawn barrier 2. They might try and fly from out wide, John Luke and Beach Boy Adios and co, but I'm not particularly fast. I think if Kathy's Son is anywhere near its last two wins, where It sat parked in Clayman Grade 2 starts back and was too strong and came from off speed last time in a ratings race, then he looks to be really hard to beat. Ready to Fly was good last time and won its start before, so it was obviously racing pretty well for Ben Yole in Victoria, but best is race 4, number 2, and also race 7, number 6, Magic Owens. This trotter gets into a small field, won its last two against similar opposition. Return to the mobile shouldn't be any sort of issue. He's been doing his work from standing starts, but he'll go fine from the mobile, I suspect, and I just think he's got them for class, so he's better than even money as well. Both good bets. Race 4, number 2, Cathy Sun, and race 7, number 6, Magic Owens.
Okay, Blake, do you have a quaddie there?
Yeah, pretty skinny quaddie. Race 4 kicks off, numbers 2 and 8, Cathy Sun, and Ready to Fire, I mentioned. Taking on John Luke a little bit. Second leg, just number 3, Torrid Saint, with the late scratching of Mollywood. Third leg, 5 and 7, All Stars Megan, and off the radar. Last leg, 6 only, Magic Owens. That'll cost $4 for a full unit.
Thanks for that, Blake.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Blake Redden looking at that meeting at Ballarat tonight. Now we're joined by one of the very, very best that this sport's ever produced, and the great Gavin Lang, who's got some nice chances at Ballarat tonight. Good morning to you, Gav.
Yes, thank you, Gareth, and welcome back to the fold.
Thanks, mate. It's good to be back. And you are driving nearly in career best form for mine. It's hard to believe. You're still dominating. How old are you these days, Gav?
I'm on the verge of turning 61, actually.
There you go. It's remarkable. You are a legend. There's no doubt about that. And Hudson in the first race, you train and drive this horse. What are you expecting in the first?
Expecting a good run from him. He's one of them horses. The more racing he does, the better he gets, because at home he's pretty laid-back character. So, expecting to run well.
Cathy Sun in race number 4 is looking for 3 wins on the trot.
Yes, and got a good chance of doing that. He's a great racehorse. Drive him to suit the race, basically, and... he's got a good draw to contend with tonight, and he's in good form. So, don't see why he won't be hard to beat again.
So both really good chances there tonight, Gavin?
Yeah, no, I think so, Gareth, yes.
What about your best chance over the Breeders' Crown weekend?
Best chance over the Breeders' Crown weekend, stay and play.
Yep.
Or out to play, whatever his name is, the one I'm driving for Emma and Clayton.
Yes.
I think he's got a nice draw. A couple of his dangers are probably drawn just as well, but he come through the Vic Red Series 3 runs in 3 weeks, and he really peaked on the final night. So I'm hoping for something similar this week.
They don't call you Group 1, Gav. They call you Group 1, Gav, for a reason. So good luck there on the weekend, Gavin. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Gavin Lang there. Of course, he drives out to play race 7, number 4, in the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings final there on Saturday night. Mick Floyd's had a close look at Sandown tonight. Metropolitan Greyhound action in Melbourne town. Good morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials on the program?
Yeah, so I'm really keen on a dog in race 6, number 1, Rockstar Fletch. It's around the $2.30 mark. It was a really good winner last week. Steps up to the $5.95 and from the red. Should be leading and be hard to beat. That's in race 6, number 1. There's a couple of other dogs to keep a close eye out for. Probably more for what they'll do going forward rather than tonight. They will go around at bank interest odds. But race 4, number 3, Hooked on Scotch, went 29.087 on Sunday. It's the fastest Sunday time we've had outside of the Speed Stars since December last year. In fact, the fastest time we've had since December last year, the fastest Sunday since Beckham Bale set the track record 5 years ago. And the kettle mate was Jason Thompson, race 3, number 1, Avalanche, is also around $1.35. It has a very big future. But for tonight, Rockstar Fletch, race 6, number 1, and the value runner also in race number 3, if Avalanche does find trouble, Miss Potential is your likely leader and could be off and gone. It's around about the $10 mark at the moment. So there's your value. If you're looking at the quaddy, we're keeping pretty skinny. They are jumping off the page for the quaddy legs. 1, 2, and 3 in the first leg. Into 1 and 8 in the second, 1, 3, and 7 in the third leg, 2 and 3 on their own in the final leg. That'll cost you $36 for 100%. That last leg, Dinah Patty and Neo Cleo, two of the best pitchers in the country, line up next to each other in boxes 2 and 3. Should be a thrilling contest.
Yeah, looking forward to the meeting tonight. Any baseball tips?
I would have been on the Brewers this morning. They're off and gone 5-0 at the moment, which is a great sign for us Brewers fans. But it's been a long time coming. They've been settling a little bit. But, hopefully they can hold on for the rest of this game.
You're a star, Mick Floyd. Thanks for that.
A pleasure, thank you.
Jason Sharp will play a big part at Sandown tonight with his greyhounds, and he joins us now on RSN Central on the Form Express. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Some nice chances to kick it all off for tonight. Philadelphia Pip, first of all, is the favourite, and also Route 66 looks tough to beat in the opening race.
Yeah, it's a pretty even race. There's a few in there that can run a bit of time. Just found with that Philadelphia Pip, she splits up the back pretty good, but she always seems to find a stronger one at the end. So see what happens tonight.
Okay, Gladiator, is it a big price in race four?
He's always thereabouts. Obviously, Jason's two are going to be very hard to beat. He's just got to get a suck along the fence, hopefully, and run a drum, hopefully.
And Ivana Miss in the final race is at $13 with the tab. What can you tell us?
I'll give her a bit of a chance. Robbie's is the favourite, but she has got a vacant box on her outside, so she's a big chance. I think you missed a couple more of mine, but they've probably got better chances for the night.
I was just going to ask you what your best chance was.
Oh, I think, look, Red Rochelle, I think she'll be in over the distance a long way. She'll lead for a long, long time of the race. So just what happening with the Zipping Dog, whether or not he can run her down. So I think she's probably our best chance for the night.
Okay, so your best chance, we just have to wait to about the middle part of that program.
Race 10.
Race 10 there. I'm just having a look at the fixed odds now, Sharpie. There we go. $2.40 and $1.35. Of course, Jessica Sharp trains that one, yeah. And then Spectral Blade at $16. So race 10, number one, we're punting Red Rochelle.
Yeah.
Love your work, Jace. Thanks for that. Appreciate your time and good luck at Sandown there tonight.
Thanks, Gareth. Have a good day.
See you, mate. It's 11:29. That is the Form Express here on RSN Central. Darren Parkin joining me. He's been with us right throughout the week. There's some